Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Farmers have Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau representing them in Washington. Bankers have the American Bankers Association. They represent 83% of all banks nationwide and have agricultural loans in their portfolio. Ed Elfman, Senior Vice President of Agricultural and Rural Banking Policy for the ABA, explains how he is supporting bankers and farmers with the upcoming Farm Bill.
One thing we're looking at, though, is this rising interest rate environment and what that means for farmers and ranchers. So from a legislative standpoint, we have a bill called the ACRE Act, which is the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy Act. In essence, would lower interest rates by removing the taxation on farm real estate and rural housing and aquaculture. So we get a nice trifecta there. But it would lower interest rates, we estimate, at 50 to 150 basis points, which is the biggest thing our banks are talking about right now, where interest rates are, how they matter, how it's affecting their customers. So we came up and have been working on legislation that helps that issue.
The evolving conversation around lending priorities has also been shaped by ongoing shifts in the ag landscape.
I think the biggest thing is the cost of ag continues to increase every single year. I was joking with somebody earlier, I don't think it's gone down in a long time. So when you look at the cost of ag increasing, an older farm population, I guess the big things that have changed for us is how do we support our customers going forward? And how do we deal with this large ag transition that's going to happen in the next few years? Every single year, the age of farmers increases by more than a year. So which tells you that we're accelerating into that next generation faster than we think we are.
The Farm Bill, specifically its credit title, remains a priority.
On a priority standpoint, the credit title is where we spend the most time. We want to increase the FSA farm ownership and farm operating loan programs. They're currently a lot smaller than we'd like them to be. They're about $2 million. We want to increase them to $3.5 on ownership and $3 million on operating. Why? And it'll lead into the second thing we care about. Ag costs more. It's harder to get operations up and running. Iowa and Missouri are having contests for who can spend the most on land right now. And we're trying to set up our credit to make sure that we can help those beginning farmers especially get into ag.
Elfman says they are advocating for increased FSA loan programs and initiatives to support beginning farmers.
We're trying to set up our credit to make sure that we can help those beginning farmers especially get into ag, which brings me to my second priority, which is beginning farmers. We have a lot of issues in the structure around beginning farmer loans and how they're set up. The farm was put in a trust 20 years ago. Now there's 20 people involved in the trust. You go and try to get a beginning farmer loan and you can't because you have to lend against the trust and you have to ask everybody if you're okay. That's a barrier to entry. And we want to remove barriers to entry and make it easier for beginning farmers to get into ag, not harder.
That's Ed Elfman, Senior Vice President of Agricultural and Rural Banking Policy at the American Bankers Association. When Tommy Grisoffi of Advanced Trading gets asked to speak at a meeting, he asks farmers how they feel about not having a farm bill, and that, he says,
that gets the crowd going. That gets them warmed up. Who did we elect that was so bright not to get us a farm bill, but they're bright enough to send every other country in the world? Why do we have 8,000 migrants living outside of Chicago? Why are you driving down Chicago streets and it looks like the world's biggest campground, right? Oh, we have all this money to give to everyone else but ourselves. It's ridiculous.
Right.
That about wraps up the meeting. Once we get them all upset, we go to the bar and we have a good time.
Tommy will return after this weather break and discuss what happened Friday in the markets. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.